To the cloud. Okay.
Got it. Okay. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Borough of Roosevelt Council meeting for November 23rd, 2020. Due to the coronavirus and the need for social distancing, this meeting will also be held remotely and available to the public in a live feed. Adequate notice of this meeting, as required by Chapter 231, PL 1975. Has been provided by a public notice on January 6, 2020, which was posted on the bulletin board at the Roosevelt Post Office, on the bulletin board in the Roosevelt Post Office, and in the Borough Hall. The notice was published in the Times and the Asbury Park Press. Roll call.
Councilmember Dermody, I don't think he's on.
I thought he was coming, but
he's not on at this point yet. Mr. Esikoff?
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Hamilton?
Here.
Mr. Mocker?
Here.
Mr. Trammell?
Here.
Mr. Vroman?
Here.
Mayor Malkin?
Here. Okay, so I'd like to announce that as of 3 hours ago, the election was certified in New Jersey. For the results, I just really have Monmouth County here. Okay, so for our two borough council members who ran for re-election, Lou Esikoff and Joe Trammell, they both won and retained their seats. And as far as, I was hoping to get more specific information about Roosevelt, you know, how many people voted for Trump, how many people voted for Biden, but it wasn't broken down like that. Usually from the machine, we're able to ascertain that at the end of the night, but we weren't this time. So if you just want the how Monmouth County voted, President Trump received 50.69% of the votes, which was 191,808, and Senator Biden received 47.91% of the vote, which is, he almost got exactly 10,000 votes less, 181 as opposed to 191. And countywide, there was an 82% turnout. I think we had a much higher turnout than that in Roosevelt, but I don't have those statistics available to me right now. Okay. That's really all that I have to say right now for the report. So we'll come to public comment at 7:03 p.m. Is it from the public who would like to comment on agenda items only? Is that a cat or a hand, Michael?
I don't have, that's a cat.
Oh, okay. Her ears look like you might have been.
Ear. She doesn't want to comment.
Okay.
Sorry.
Being none, we close the public portion at the agenda items at 7:03. All right, come to correspondence. First item on the list, we have a letter dated November 9th, 2020 from NJDEP regarding our community forestry management plan, and it's been approved for an extension until December 31st, 2026. So, a 6-year extension. The second item, we have a letter dated November 16th, 2020 from NJDOT rewarding us a 2021 municipal aid program for improvements to Pine Drive grant in the amount of $180,000. So that's a sizable amount. And again, we have Carmela Roberts to thank. She always does a great job of securing grants for us from the Department of Transportation. Mm-hmm. And our third item is an email from Neil Marco, president of the First Aid Squad, dated November 18th, 2020, regarding purchasing new equipment. So come to approval of minutes. The first item is closed session meeting minutes from October 26th, 2020. Do I have a motion to approve?
I'll move to approve the closed session minutes of October 26,
20. I'll second that.
Discussion? Roll call?
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Kamel?
Yes.
Mr. Vroman?
Yes.
Come to the regular meeting minutes of November 9th, 2020. Do I have a motion to approve? Or not?
I'll make the motion to approve the regular minutes too.
I'll second that also.
Question? Roll call.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
And Mr. Vroman?
Abstain. I was absent for that one.
Okay.
All right, we come to ordinance. First reading, ordinance 2020-12. This is an ordinance setting the salary range and compensation of officials, positions, and employees in the Borough of Roosevelt, County of Monmouth, State of New Jersey. So it's pretty self-explanatory. We have to adjust some of the salary ranges. Do I have a motion?
Yes.
I'll second that.
Discussion? Okay, we'll have a public hearing to be held on December 14th. That's our next meeting, 2020 at 7 p.m. The Borough of Roosevelt. North Rochdale, Roosevelt, New Jersey.
Okay, so I have to do a roll call.
That would help.
Okay, could we just go back to who was first and second?
I think Mike and Lou.
Mike and Lou?
No, I was.
Joe and Lou?
I was second. Joe.
Oh, so it was Lou? Lou and okay, and Joe. Sorry about that.
Sorry.
All right, so Mr. Dermody is absent. So Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
And Mr. Vroman?
Yes.
Okay, and as mentioned, the public hearing will be on December 14th, 2020 at 7 p.m. at the Borough of Roosevelt. 33 North Rochdale Avenue, Roosevelt, New Jersey, 08555.
Yeah. All right, we come to the first reading of ordinance 2020-13. This is an ordinance amending and supplementing the zoning ordinances of the Borough Code at Article 6, Supplementary Regulations to delete sections 6.160 through 6.169 and replace same with new stormwater management regulations contained in the new sections 6.160 through 6.171. And so basically this is a state regulation that we have to redo our stormwater ordinance as all towns do.
I'll make a motion to introduce 2020-13.
And I'll second that.
Okay.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
And Mr. Vroman?
Yes.
And public hearing will be held on ordinance 2020-13 as well. On December 14th, 2020, at 7 p.m. at the Borough of Roosevelt, 33 North Rochdale, Roosevelt, New Jersey, 08555. Resolutions. Resolution 20-107, payment of bills for November 23rd, 2020.
I move to pay the bills.
Second.
Roll call. I should say discussion. Roll call.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
And Mr. Vroman?
Yes.
Okay.
Resolution 20-108, resolution establishing standard procedures and requirements for public comments made during remote meetings of the Borough of Roosevelt. Kathleen, you want to explain that one? There's new, because obviously Zoom is the, and remote meetings are the norm now, they've changed some of the rules and regulations regarding the meetings.
I think you could just call that ordinance permission to mute.
Yes, that's exactly it. New standards, you know, by the government. So we had to enact this. If Greg wants to add anything else to it, all the towns are doing it.
No, I mean, I just add that it's generally a model ordinance. The borough engineer reviewed it for Roosevelt's purposes and edited it accordingly, provided notes from which I'd be lying if I told you I knew anything about the particular standards in that ordinance. But I relied upon Carmela and her review and her team putting it together to format it to get it in our code. Where all municipalities are required to have that in their code by March 2021, as they mentioned. And so that's pretty much the beginning and end of it. It's really an update. Honestly, this is really an area of regulation that's enforced through our land use ordinances, but largely is derived from state guidelines and the state telling us what the rules are.
Greg, I think you're referring to the stormwater ordinance.
Oh, forgive me. Am I talking about the wrong thing? Is that why you're laughing at me? Thank you.
We were talking about the public comments during remote meetings resolution.
Oh, yes. Well, that's very helpful, too. And that's provided by the local finance notice. Thanks for letting me continue to go there. I appreciate
that's
it.
That's okay.
I just love it. Oh, yeah. So did we come up with this, or was this kind of a state fair?
This was part of the local finance notice, so we took their recommendations and all the other surrounding municipalities, or probably all of them in the state of New Jersey, are passing similar standards. Sure.
Yeah, they're requiring it. I mean, they because people aren't being as prudent and scrupulous as us in holding these and announcing them and posting them everywhere, they put out standard guidelines that want everyone to follow, like the OPMA. Essentially, it flows from the Open Public Meetings Act. Mm-hmm. And so Kathleen can send this off and tell them we're doing it the right way.
Okay. I'll move 2108.
Good. I'll second.
Okay, roll call. Mr. Essikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Mr. Vroman?
Yes.
Okay, resolution 20-109, resolution accepting bids and awarding contract to Russell Reed Waste Hauling and Disposal Service Company, Incorporated, for the removal of liquid sludge from the borough's wastewater treatment plant.
I move that we get rid of the sludge.
I'll second that.
Great movement. Roll call.
Mr. Essikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Mell?
Yes.
Mr. Vroman?
Yes.
And finally, we come to resolution 20-110. Resolution in support of the Medicare for All Act of 2019. Mike, do you want to say anything about that?
Yeah, this was something that was suggested by Carol Wachtler. And basically, it's to support the Medicare for All Act of 2019, which is encouraging the passage of an act to provide Medicare for all people on a national basis, because there's a lot of inequities, as we found out through the COVID crisis and all, that really affects across a wide spectrum of socioeconomic classes. It really affects people, and it's very unjust. And the basic kind of thrust of this is that healthcare should be a human right, and should be something that all people should have on an equitable basis.
Absolutely.
When did that get sent out? I didn't get it earlier.
That just came out. That was my fault that I submitted it late today. And I think it came out in a revised agenda just not too long before the meeting.
Yeah, I don't see it in mine either. My 110 is talking about private executive session.
Yes, I by accident, I scanned that twice, but I sent another packet right after that.
Okay.
It's put on until what, maybe 4 or 5 o'clock today?
Probably more like 5:36. So it's in the second revision that I said use this one. Did anybody see that email?
I didn't get the revisions.
Okay. Yeah, I'm opening that one now.
Sorry.
It's a short resolution. If you want, I can read it into the record, but.
Yeah, you might as well if it won't take long.
Yeah, it's a resolution in support of the Medicare for All Act of 2019. Whereas the number of Americans without health insurance is still nearly 30 million, while more than 40 million Americans remain underinsured, despite important gains made since the implementation of the Affordable Care Act. And whereas every person in Roosevelt, Monmouth County deserves high quality health care. Whereas the never-ending rising costs of healthcare add challenges to our already strapped municipal budget and our small businesses, which keep our communities thriving. And whereas the Medicare for All Act of 2019 would provide national health insurance for every person in the United States for all necessary medical care, including prescription drugs, hospital, surgical, and outpatient services, primary and preventative care, emergency services, reproductive care, dental and vision care, and long-term care. And whereas the Medicare for All Act of 2019 would provide coverage without copays, deductibles, or other out-of-pocket costs, and would slash bureaucracy, protect the doctor-patient relationship, and assure patients of a free choice of doctors. And whereas recent polls show that a majority of Americans support Medicare for All, and whereas the Medicare for All Act of 2019 will guarantee that all residents of Roosevelt, Monmouth County will be fully covered for health care without copays, deductibles, or other out-of-pocket costs, and would save millions in taxpayer dollars now spent on premiums that provide often inadequate health insurance coverage for government employees. And whereas the quality of life for the residents of Roosevelt, Monmouth County will vastly improve because they would be able to get the ongoing care they need instead of waiting until they have a medical emergency that could upend their lives as well as further burden local resources. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the town of Roosevelt, Monmouth County enthusiastically supports the Medicare for All Act of 2019, otherwise known as H.R. 1384, and S-1129, and calls for our federal legislators to work toward its immediate enactment, assuring appropriate and efficient health care for all residents of the United States. Be it further resolved that the borough government of Roosevelt, Monmouth County expresses enthusiastic support for the state single payer initiative and calls upon our state legislators to work toward its immediate enactment.
Want to make a motion, Mike?
I'll move that.
I'll second it.
Roll call.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
As I haven't read the entire act, I'll abstain.
Mr. Trammell?
I'd like to read the HR and the Senate Act myself. To tell you the truth, you know, this is really last minute for me. I will abstain.
Mr. Roman?
Same goes with me. Abstain.
Okay, so
would you want to table this till the next meeting?
That might make sense. I'll withdraw my motion and we can table it. So this way people can read the full act.
That would be nice.
Do you need a second for tabling?
Okay, Lou, you were second, so you withdraw?
Yes, ma'am.
And I'll make a motion to table.
And make a motion to table?
Yes.
Okay, second?
Yes.
Okay, and then so we're tabling this. Mr. Essicor?
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Schumacher?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Mr. Vroman?
Yes.
Okay, so resolution 20-110 is tabled for next meeting.
That's great.
And what were the House resolution and Senate resolutions, HR?
I'll get that one second.
Okay.
I think it's HR 1384.
Mm-hmm.
And the Senate bill is 1129.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
We come to reports of committee chairs. So Councilmember Dermody is absent tonight. Councilmember Essicop, administration.
Nothing really important is happening. We're still above water.
Luckily.
We're not sinking yet.
Okay. Councilmember Hamilton, finance.
I'll report at the next meeting. No report.
Councilmember Mocker, public works.
Nothing to report.
Good news. Sure. Councilmember Trammell, utilities.
Everything is looking good, and we just said it was okay for Russell Reed to haul our waste again. Thank you very much. That's it.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Anything on the generator?
Yes, I have an update. I was going to wait until after Councilmember Roman, and I was going to give a little update. So, Joe, have you finished with your report?
I'm finished.
Okay. Councilmember Roman, Environmental Health and Safety.
Yeah, I have nothing to report this time.
All right, as far as an update on the generator, there was a slight glitch. Warshauer company that's installing the generator, they were asking for a deposit, which is not standard protocol. If we're a government contractor, we don't give deposits. We have a purchase order, which ensures that we do have the money set aside for to pay the company. But they were insisting on wanting a deposit. And Anna, had many, many talks with them and finally convinced them. And I'm a little surprised that they weren't aware of that because they are the state contractor. So I have to assume that they've performed other jobs for the state, they've come across this before. But they were kind of digging their feet in and saying they wanted a 20% deposit. But then finally, Anna somehow made them realize that that just wasn't protocol and that's not how it worked. And then also at the last minute, they mentioned us needing or ascertaining if we needed an upgrade to our gas meter, which hadn't been mentioned before. So then Anna had to contact PSC about that.
Travel gas meter, M-E-T-E-R?
So, but I think everything's in place, and I don't have a date to give you, but it's ongoing. And
I think there was one more. I think there was something else, the gas meter or something else with public service. But I would imagine that
I think they just wanted to make sure that the gas line is the same feed as we had on the original generator.
Right.
Both are 30 kilowatt, I think, but. They wanted to make sure the input or whatever was the same.
We're getting up. Well,
the gas meters have usually been upgraded to digital meters, so that might be what they're talking about with the gas meter. What was the second one there, Mike? 120 kilowatts?
No, it doesn't make sense. I think they have somebody who's not used to being in charge.
I'll let scan it tomorrow to get it directly from her. Okay.
Yeah, that'd be great.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
I mean, it is. It's ongoing, Lou, and
it's in the work.
Rather than later, it should be installed.
Well, I hadn't heard anything for a while.
No, it's
again, there's a certain,
yeah,
they're not predicting a lot of snow this until February at least.
Well, so, luckily our weather's been cooperative.
So. Maybe it won't be so disastrous, but by the same token, there's no guarantees.
Right. When we come to old business, is there any old business that anyone at the table would like to?
I just want to say one thing. With all this election stuff going on with the government and whatnot, I have a new appreciation for clerks. So, Kathleen, for clerks and all of you gals and guys out there that do the keeping of the rules, you have my deepest regard and respect. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Yes.
The rules mean something in this country, and that's a good thing.
To most people, yeah.
Yeah.
So, let's hope it does for the clerks. They're the ones that keep the rules. Thank God.
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
You're quite welcome.
Okay. Any new business that anyone would like to discuss? Okay. So I'm going to open the public comment on any item at 7:26 p.m. Is that your hand or your cat, Mike?
It's my hand. This time it's my hand. Okay. A couple of Environmental Commission things. First of all, the Environmental Commission wants to call your attention to a problem of a dead tree at the Pine Tamara Triangle, which ought to be removed because, among other things, it has a disease on it that could spread to other trees. So it's important that be
an update on that. That tree was removed today.
Very good.
I was going to say we're aware of it and it's in the works too.
Okay, this was just that was one of the things the commission was concerned about. Another thing the commission was concerned about, but we discussed the stormwater rules, which again have been introduced now already. One of the members brought up that the Watershed Institute had come up with some alternative, which had been approved as an alternative. By DEP, which appears to be more directed towards small municipalities. I pointed out that we were well along in the process. The municipal engineer had done this, so I didn't think the council would look to change it at this point, but I just want, again, to bring it. I was asked to bring it to your attention, so I'm doing so. And the other thing I wanted to ask you that brings to attention, Councilman Dermody has not been attending meetings of the Environmental Commission for quite a while. No idea what the reason is, but perhaps the next year you might consider the person who's the chair of Environment, Health and Safety, Environmental Health and Environment and Health would be the person most appropriate to be on the committee to be, and so we have somebody who attends the meetings would be helpful.
Well, just to clarify, I'm not sure. Chad Roman is the Environmental Health and
Safety
Chair, and Luke is Community Development and Code.
Yes, so if he...
I think Luke originally volunteered for Environmental.
Right.
Let's see if...
I know he's working a lot in the evenings, which I think is why he's had spotty attendance.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some reason.
Okay. Anything else from our public?
Nope.
All right.
There is one. I'm not sure who's. I don't know who number this is. There is one other somebody in attendance, but.
All right. I'm going to close the public part portion at 7:29 p.m. And, Councillor, do we have a need for a closed session?
Yes, Mayor.
But. I requested the meeting, so the closed session, so kind of formality.
All right, so it's resolution 20-111. Do I have a motion?
Yes.
Second. Okay, and now I'm going to read it. This resolution providing for a private executive meeting that excludes the public. Whereas the Open Public Meetings Act, enacted October 21st, 1975, permits a public body to exclude the public from meetings or portions thereof wherein matters are to be discussed, which are exempted from the requirements of the Act. And whereas the said Act requires that prior to the holding of a meeting or a portion thereof, from which the public shall be excluded, the public body should adopt a resolution at a public meeting providing for the holding of a private meeting. And whereas the Borough Council of the Borough of Roosevelt has determined that a meeting should be held from the public, should be excluded in order to discuss a subject which is exempted under the said act. Now therefore be resolved by the Borough Council as follows, that the next portion of this meeting to be held in private session, that the general nature of the matter to be discussed relates to the matters contractual EMS services, that no official action will be taken at the meeting, but minutes shall be kept and shall be available to the public after official action on the subject matter has been taken. It is anticipated the discussion conducted in closed session can be disclosed to the public after no further action is required in this matter. And I'm going to do a roll call vote. Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
And Mr. Roman?
Yes.
Okay, so anyone else?
I have a question. We're not expecting to take action after this, are we?
No.
Okay, great.
So this is Joe. Joe, you're 3603. I can either move everybody into breakout room so we can all...
I'm 3603. That's correct. Okay.
I mean, as long as we're just all here and you can see the waiting room is...
I don't see anybody else on. If you're okay with that, it's totally up to you.
Yeah, no one else is on.
Well, now there's two phone lines on.
Yeah, that's Joe and Chad.
Hey, Kathleen, I just joined. This is Luke.
Oh, Luke.
Oh, Luke.
Oh, hi, Luke.
Hello, Luke. How are you doing, man?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Oh, pretty good.
Wait. Kathleen, you can just come into the meeting, did you admit Luke?
No, I haven't. I didn't do the breakout room, so he just came in. That's why I think I should put everything.
Oh, yeah, then you should do a breakout room. You don't have the waiting room enabled. That's the problem.
Luke, we're about to go into executive session, so.
Okay.
Working out the logistics of that.
Listen closely on your phones. There might be instructions for that. If I'm on the computer, it's probably going to have an invite that pops up and you have to join the breakout room.
All right. Should I close my phone? Is that what you're saying?
It's doing phones. Move up. Okay. Let's see. Are you guys all in a breakout room?
It says all participants have been invited to join breakout rooms.
Chad is not joined. Why not? Join Chad. Okay, Chad is not in. Oh, Chad's in. Okay.
So we don't see them?
Good job. Okay, we got two people. We got three people. I hope the rest did that, or did they just hit leave?
We just need a quorum to end the meeting.
Well, we only have three, though. Well, actually, I don't know if
Mike and Lou get back, or Steve, then we're good.
Oh my God! I hope they didn't understand. They're gonna have to dial back in again. I need a quorum.
Can somebody, I forgot my phone. Can somebody text Mike and tell him to jump back in, and Steve? Probably be the two quickest.
I need their numbers. I don't have
them. Here, I'll give you Mike's number.
Okay.
609.
Hold on.
What'd they do? They signed off?
I think so. It's only you, me, and Chad on here.
All right. 609.
443. 3311. It's easy to remember.
443-3311.
Right. I guess otherwise we stay here for 2 weeks.
So I think we should note to self that we should manually move the people from the rooms in and out. That worked really well going in on the way out.
Yeah.
we were two for seven.
Okay, and then I need one more person.
I just texted Joe to call back in.
Good. All right, so if we can get Joe and Mike.
We're good.
All right. Chad, now when you saw it, it said leave breakout room, correct?
Well, first there was the blue button, you click leave. Right. And then another window pops up, says leave breakout room.
Right, we had that.
And there was like another option. I didn't see what it said. But
yeah, leave meeting.
Oh, okay. So they probably hit leave meeting as opposed to leave breakout room. Oh,
Mike. And Mike back.
We have a quorum.
There you go.
Let's see if Joe's coming back on. We were like, now, did you guys exit out, hit leave?
Yeah, I think we did. Yep.
Okay.
You guys hit leave meeting instead of leave breakout room?
I don't know what we did. We're back here, though.
All the counts. All right. I don't think I'm ever going to be able to handle the Zoom meetings really well. I feel so discombobulated.
Did I find you guys?
Yay! Yay! You're back. Okay. Where were you? Did you go out for a drink?
Oh, no. I hung up and re-entered the first meeting.
Okay.
How did you get out? Did they bring you out?
No, I found the escape hatch.
Okay.
It was leave meeting and go back to the regular meeting, so I did.
It's actually a rabbit hole.
Yeah, rabbit hole, yeah.
Easter eggs, there you go.
Things are just getting curiouser and curiouser, aren't they?
All right, the band's back together. We got Lou, too.
You got me.
I'm here.
And I got Luke, and we got everybody. Okay, thank you.
December 14th, and that will be our last one of the year. We were able to dispense of the final meeting, which is would have come between Christmas and New Year's. So the 14th is our last meeting of 2020. Thank God. All right, do I have a motion to adjourn?
You do.
Second.
You got it. Dad's got it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Guys, in 2 weeks.
Okay, bye, guys.
Good night. Stay tuned for exciting things like adoption of the stormwater ordinance and chemical awards.
Yay.
All right, later.
Bye, guys.
Have a good one.
You go to the movies. At least you can sit around and discuss stormwater chemicals.
Good night, all.
Good night, all.
Good night, Steve.